And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh, this is a new one, huh?
Yes.
All right. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Yeah.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
Bruno Mars?
And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band.
Good one.
Yeah. Every week we do, we you know, AI is garbage. We all know it's going to be the bane of our existence here within even 2 years. So we had AI generate 15 billion different versions in all different genres of music of our podcast theme.
So we randomly.
And we never know which one it's going to be whenever we hit the button.
We've never heard the same one twice.
Locash in the studio. Yay!
That's amazing.
We should have a different AI intro to our concert every night.
Why don't we do that?
Oh, did you guys think that was real?
Yes.
We thought that was real, and we actually loved it.
Wow, wow.
No, we're going to be the biggest fans of that theme song.
I did say it sounded like the Gap Band a little bit.
It was. It was a little Gap Bandy. That's what I was saying. I said the Bruno Mars thing, and I'm like, no, it's kind of Gap Band.
It's
Charlie.
Older, yeah.
Bubba, we had Tracy on the other Tracy Lawrence for his Turkey Fry.
Yeah.
And we had him on the phone, and Bubba played a thing down the. Do you have it?
If you give me a second,
I'll explain. And so he was. He goes, "Oh hey, we got something. We got a song. We're gonna play for you." And he did the song that he's about to play. And Tracy was like, "Who is that? She's great. That's awesome. What?
I'm gonna find it. Give me a second.
We gotta hear
me right now.
We gotta hear it."
It was AI's. It's gotten a lot better. You know, we've had it only for a year.
Yeah,
and it came out, and it was kind of computery.
Yeah,
and
it's sadly getting way better.
It's getting way.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous. I'm like okay. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna play one. This is a while I'm looking for that. I'm gonna play the Thanksgiving song that we had it do for our show. It's a little emo, kind of fun.
The sweet potato casserole was licked to the pan, and Big D hollered, "I'm a hungry man." Mashed potatoes went flying, gravy poured like a flood, and Bubba yelled, "Pass me that cranberry sludge!" Big D and Bubba, they're at it again, eating all the turkey and the stuffing within. No pie is safe, no roll left behind. It's a Thanksgiving feast, and they're out of their minds.
Yeah. It's kind of fire.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I saw this band open for Korn. Yeah, I remember that.
No pun intended.
Gobble, gobble, y'all.
Korn Castle.
I mean, maybe we should start looking for another job.
It's scary. Man, and it's the same thing with the radio industry as well. We'll talk about that. Here's the Tracy thing we did. This is for his turkey fry.
Well, it's almost Thanksgiving down in Tennessee.
Can I just add real quick? I'm going to pause it just for a moment. This is version 3. Version 4 is what you just heard, the emo thing, which sounded way better. This
so you
is,
can see that. See that sounds a little bit more computery.
Yeah, a little bit
that's
more.
That was the version before.
That was a month ago.
Wow.
It's made like this is very robot-y, and the new ones don't sound like that.
But out in Nashville, there's something real grand. Tracy Lawrence got a turkey frying pan in his hand. He's the Santa of the season, but his turkey not toys. Helping feed the homeless, spreading love and joy. It's the Mission Possible every November day, and the heart of Thanksgiving in that country way. So happy Tracy giving, y'all gather around.
Anyway,
Tracy's cooking turkey.
It's scary,
making.
And you're
this
talking about
so
you know.
Scary.
You can, I mean, if you look at it, you can have AI write a song for you now.
Yes.
You can get on ChatGPT, which don't do that, by the way, people. Leave it to the pros.
Well, I will say this. Some of the songwriters in town are starting to use AI to put, like, if they write a song and
we can't
they
tell
want
you
it,
who.
And they want it to sound like, they say, hey, this sounds like a Jason Aldean song or something. Then they can AI Jason Aldean's voice into it just so
you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Just to demo it and then send it to, you know, whoever, the publishers, or the managers, whoever. And it kind of sounds a little bit like Jason Aldean.
Yeah, it's got feel of the flavor.
Enough to
I'm
pitch
saying
it.
I'm saying it's a podcast. I can say it. I'm not going to tell you who. Not going to tell you which artist. But some of them aren't even singing anymore. They just let AI do it.
You lie.
You're saying artists, like things that are released?
Like artists. I don't know if they're released or not, but artists are not coming in the studios and they're just like, yeah, just AI.
No. So man. You're saying that
I mean, because
wow,
we had
Chris
to, I mean,
it.
You did a great job with the Randy Travis one. We all know that. They did a great job with the Randy Travis song. I played it for my mom, and I thought she was going to cry because she thought she would never hear a new Randy Travis song again.
Yeah, but that's different.
I mean,
that's different.
I mean,
that guy can't sing
anymore, so it's like, you
right.
know.
The difference is that you have artists, current artists.
I'm not saying anymore. We all saw what happened to some this week, so I don't want that to happen to me.
CEOs are getting knocked down. Yeah. Man. I'm not opening my mouth.
That's wild.
I can't believe Chris just did this to us.
I'm not saying it's going out to on radio or anything like that. I just know that like maybe I know harmonies are being done that way too. But
okay.
So the whole, do you guys see a future where it's all
it's scary?
Believe this.
It's
do you
it
see
really
where
is.
Chris just got a dart in the neck, so and it was actually from me. I sent the dart.
You know, I used to have a dart gun, and we used to kill snakes in the backyard because I lived in the swamp.
Nice.
And we
would sit there. Was it the blowgun?
Yeah, it was a blowgun.
No
and,
way.
And my buddy's dad is a Vietnam vet, and he was like, kill the snakes with this instead of sitting out in the backyard with 22s.
That's the best.
So we would kill snakes. With dart guns, and we would try to get it to where that because they would sneak their way through the reeds,
poison
like the
tips?
Roots.
Did you put poison tips on them and stuff?
No.
Did you wear a cloth when you were doing it? Running around?
No, man. It was like homemade darts. His dad made these darts. It was like
straight from the dartboard. Just peel off.
It
the,
looked like marbles.
The wings.
It looked like marbles and this long blade type pointy thing. And so you just put it in. And you're like,
I had one. I had one. I had a long camo one.
Dude, it worked great.
I would do that.
We protected the swamp. Carson's over here going, what kind of childhood did you have?
I mean, bless. Maybe people in Connecticut were doing that. I don't know. I didn't see it.
I was going to say, you didn't do that in Cheshire?
How amazing, and this is horrible to say, but how wild would it have been had the CEO murder been with a blowgun?
Or an AI darts shot him. We don't know if it was AI that killed him.
You guys ever see the show called The Americans?
Yeah, yes. Kerry Russell.
No.
Kerry Russell.
You have to.
It's a scripted series about during the Cold War in the 80s, there were two Russian spies that lived in America as Americans with a family, with two kids and the whole thing.
Wow.
And but they had a scene. I'll never forget it. They wanted to get a woman who worked for a judge, and they wanted her to, like, turn and, like, put a bug in his office for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So while her son was walking in the street, like he's like his 20s, and he's walking in the streets, they would have all these different makeup and what am I trying to say?
Prosthetics?
Disguises. And so they would walk up, and he was dressed up as like an older man, the Russian spy was, and he had a cane. And as the kid walked by, he just kind of took the end of his cane and popped and just hit him in the leg.
Boom. It had poison on it.
And it had a thing in there that was released, and it would get worse and worse and worse. And he then changed into a different disguise, went to their house, and the son is like dying in the bed, like fever, sweaty, the whole thing. He says, this is what's happened. This is the situation. If you go to the police, he's just going to die. They can't fix him, but we can.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
This vial will cure him.
Wow.
But you have to put a bug in your boss's office.
I'm putting the bug in my boss's office.
I'm putting it in his...
Yep.
I'm pardoning my son.
I'm going to put it in his dinner. He's going to eat that bug.
You're going to know where...
Puppet said, I'm pardoning my
where,
son.
You see the meme where Darth Vader pardoned his son, Luke Skywalker, for blowing up the Death Star?
No! I mean, no!
No!
That's so amazing.
Good, if you guys could be pardoned for one thing that you've done in your life, what would it be?
Oh, man.
Everything in 2008.
Yeah, basically. You go there.
Just one whole year.
I would go through 6 through 8. 6 through 8.
2006 to 2008.
Yeah. That was crazy, crazy years.
2008 is the year we don't remember. So we're not even sure what
happened.
We'll just say we were on the Maxim Redman tour. like Maxim magazine.
That's enough, Chris. Leave it alone. I don't know why this guy's dropping bombshells.
I love these guys.
He was Redman.
He was thinking Redman.
We have two court cases pending already. Just 10 minutes.
I didn't say the artist, and I didn't say I went the radio.
Hey, man, look.
Is the artist a
No one can be accountable for their past as long as they've atoned for it.
I didn't see it. Heard.
I like that. Atoned for it. That's heard.
Yeah, man, you... Dude, I did stupid stuff.
Yeah,
stuff I'm embarrassed about. Things that I should have never done. Things I should have probably gone to jail for.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I don't think I've ever done that.
Me and my boys, we were stupid. We were stupid kids.
What would you get pardoned for, Bob?
My childhood.
Mine would be pulling people over with a fake police car.
Big D had a light.
I did that in high school.
That's awesome.
Me and...
My bud yeah.
is now...
Johnny Stinkelstein.
He is now a special agent for the ATF.
Oh, yeah. Don't say his name.
And his... I've told this story before on the air. So my mom and dad had a Chrysler LeBaron. It was gray. It looked like a government car. And it was like the next step of the Series K. You remember the Series K? And so his family, he was in law enforcement. His family, a lot of them were. Oh, they all were, honestly. And I always wanted to be a cop.
Right.
And so we went and took a 2-liter bottle of a Coke and bought it and then poured it out and then cut the top off the little, you know, where it comes out and then went down about that far, about the size of a globe or whatever, and cut a circle around it. And then we bought an amber light at Walmart that you plug into your cigarette lighter and it's just an amber light that's, whatever. Then we screwed that off, took it off, put the 2-liter bottle plastic new bulb quote unquote on top of it and wrapped it in blue saran wrap.
Oh boy.
When you plugged it in, it looked like a blue light.
Yeah.
And we would just go out in the country on the weekend and out in the middle of nowhere.
That's how you get shot.
Yeah. And get behind cars and we would turn it on. We had it in the front. It's like hitting our faces, the whole thing. And they would like pull over and then I would floor it and then hit my hazard lights. I don't know what that's for.
Yeah.
I have a blue light. Yeah. And I would pass them and just keep on going. And that and we did that until one
just
day we stopped because we pulled a guy over.
Oh.
Ooh.
And then he chased us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean.
He had a big, full-blown Nova.
Oh, yeah, he's beating you.
Oh, he's catching
you.
Yeah, with my four-banger.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about what we'd be pardoned for. One night we were on a buzz, and it was after the show, and I think we'd been drinking a few, and we talked our bus driver into taking us to McDonald's and going through the drive thru with the bus.
With the bus,
how'd it fit?
Yeah, it didn't. That's what we need pardon for.
Did it take the cover off?
And we were like, I think it was a lot of pressure because he was like, I can't go through here. We took the little awning down, and then the worst
bus
part
took it out.
Yeah, and then the worst part was getting out of that tight squeeze. Yeah. We tore up the landscape.
The
a
landscape
little bit.
Was gone. We had to get out.
Yeah, because it's hard to get around a McDonald's anyway.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
I can't imagine doing it in something with a giant wheelbase like that. In.
I'll never forget getting back on the freeway with that big bag of sandwiches, and we were like, "Go!"
So y'all got it? They didn't stop you or anything?
Never found us. Nope. Never. We were driving.
Wait.
I think it was a stolen bus to begin with.
A bus took out an awning at a drive-thru at McDonald's, and y'all just left.
Yep. Nobody could track that down. Nobody. They weren't like, I don't know,
was
surveillance.
Well, I guess they didn't.
I don't
want to
show
cameras.
Our age, but it was a few years back.
We also want to talk about, does a McDonald's employee back then honestly care?
Yes, no. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Honestly. I mean, we couldn't get him to sell us McRib sauce, though.
Oh, I got McRib sauce.
I mean,
it's a new era now. McDonald's makes like $22 an hour now, so it's different.
And there's like one person. Working, you know,
which
just freaking out trying to figure out what's going on at that hour.
Well, yeah, right.
At my Burger King, there's two people. There's one person who is the bag runner outer. For some reason, it takes a lot longer to get your stuff, so they have you pull up to a certain little railing and then somebody runs your bag out to you. You have one person in the kitchen operating the stuff and then one person running the food out.
Yeah. And when your awning goes down from a tour bus, what do you do?
I don't think she knew.
I don't think, well, I think they knew. There's a picture of it. We didn't find the picture, and they were like, we're looking for this bus.
This is one we have not posted. I mean, we'll not post.
Y'all are the dumbest people. I thought we were dumb. Y'all are like the us that sing. If we sang, it would be you guys. And
it's
you,
true.
Is that considered a McDonald's hit and run? Maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah,
and we were on there.
It's a Mick hit and run.
So I love the McRib. I love the McRib sandwich.
Is it back?
It's back.
Is it really?
Yeah. Every season I get me one.
Got to wait until the pork prices drop and they go crazy.
It's back.
We should have had them today.
Dude, I know.
Let's call DoorDash. Let's get some.
You guys get your bus here? We can send it.
We'll go send it.
But we were on the air talking about, we sent Garrett down to McDonald's because they sell the thing about the McRib is, I know it's kind of a, you know, quasi meat. I get it. I understand that.
Who cares?
Right.
I love it.
I love the texture of it. And the sauce is
the smell
phenomenal.
Yeah, the smells
sugar
incredible.
Sauce.
It's so good, and so yeah, it's all high fructose. Yeah. I'm sure.
100%.
And but they were selling half gallon jugs of the sauce because it's different than the sauce they dip in like nuggets. The barbecue sauce is different. It's not the same. And so they were selling them, but they sold out. Mm. So then we sent Garrett on the air down to McDonald's with the phone.
We gave him $40.
And we said, go see if we can buy one, you know, under the table. How'd that go, Garrett?
They do not sell McRib sauce.
That's when you got to hold them up.
Come on. So the $40 they gave me,
you got to be like,
put your finger in your
finger in your jacket and be like, all right,
you know what this is?
Sauce.
This is the blowgun, sir.
We'll pardon you for that later.
But I actually wanted some hash browns, so I couldn't, you know.
He was an actual customer. Yeah. And then he had to leave all awkward.
And give me all the Monopoly pieces you got, too. No money.
Hey, we can do this easy or hard.
I need Boardwalkway and a bunch of McRib sauce.
And I'll take that Tennessee Avenue.
And don't try to follow me. I'm on foot.
I'm on an electric bike.
This is Nashville. There's tour buses all over the place that look like mine.
My getaway path is through Centennial Park.
Me and Athena are going to eat these McRibs. Ain't going to do anything about it, son. Anyway,
it
didn't go well, and they said no. And then he said the manager came out with their big fake eyelashes.
Oh my gosh! Have you ever seen Bonkweekwee from Mad TV?
Yes, he said it was Bonkweekwee. What did she tell you?
She floated to you.
She was the manager, right?
I offered her the $40. I said, "Can we make this happen?"
There's a deal going down.
And what did she say?
She just kind of looked at me like she wasn't really feeling me. Mm-hmm. She wanted me to leave.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to, too.
Yeah. She had one of those neck tattoos?
No, but she had those long nails that
stab you.
That's how they opened up that package of the McRib.
Yeah, exactly.
So then we had a guy who texted Schaefer. The guy was like.
So the guy fixes the machines at the McDonald's. He's in the Maryland, Virginia area.
Fixes the ice cream machines.
Well, yeah, all the equipment.
That's a
it fixes
job.
The ice cream machines. And he said, hey, I've got to make a run today. Let's see when I fix this equipment if that McDonald's has any of those jugs available, and I'll just get it for you guys.
Perfect.
So I text him the information. He texts me back. He was able to get like two large plastic IV bags type size of the McRib sauce. He couldn't get the jugs, but en route. Right now are two bags of McRib sauce coming to the office.
That's some cartel looking McDonald's.
He's going to get pulled over. And I'm like, what's
in the bag, sir? Well, it's a McRib. You want one? If you let me out, I'll give you one.
That will not cross state lines.
That's right.
Imagine getting in Canada with that one.
So I'm gonna do like real pork and use it on it. I'm like,
that'd be great.
I'm going to do like ribs. I'm going to smoke some ribs.
Put on a steak.
I'm going to try it.
Why not?
Oh, do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, Bob, tell him the story. This is great.
Oh, my gosh. So this has been like 2 or 3 years ago, maybe more. They had found this mummy that was in great shape. So they said.
I saw that.
They said, we've been able to construct using MRIs and all this kind of stuff. We've been able to construct the sound of this 3,000-year-old mummy's voice.
His voice box.
And so they said, we have recreated his voice box, and we're going to play for you the sound. They had this big press conference on Tuesday, the 34th, we're going to have this big thing, and we're going to play this and debut the sound of his voice for the first time in 3,000 years.
All the
this
press
Egyptian
is there.
Priestess or priest is going to be heard again, and so they did.
Drum rolls.
And now the sound. Wait. And now the sound of the Egyptian priest's voice.
It's amazing.
We were like, can you imagine the people in the room going, what? What
was?
What?
Did they stand up and clap? Oh, that was, there it is, there it is.
So that's slowly.
History comes
in
alive.
In the background, someone starts clapping.
Is that when that's when he was killed. That was the last.
It was frozen in his throes of agony.
Here was his last word.
We get this a lot when people go, hey, what are you
into, Brute?
What do you think about their show? We got Low Cash in here. They got a new song called Buzzin'. What do you think about it?
Oh, man. That was
I but, like Hometown Home, by the way.
Hey, Hometown Home is top 20 right
is
now.
It? Is it?
Yeah,
no.
Top 20. On our new record label. It's called Galaxy. Can we somehow get a AI his voice?
Dude, we can have him sing songs.
Yes,
so it's just, by the way, I did this just as a test. So my brother-in-law and I were playing around with AI on my phone. We had it sing songs. We had it do like Tejano songs. It does them in Spanish.
Wow.
It does them in all the languages. Yeah.
Really? Okay, so, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. I mean, so you could tell it, hey, write me a song about Low Cash hanging out with Big D and Bubba, and then you take that, convert it into Spanish in the Translate app, load it into the other AI app, and it'll sing it in Spanish.
What?
Just mind-blowing stuff.
Dude, I'm this is pull absolutely up. Insane.
I want to try something. I want to try, Bubba, I'm going to send this to you.
Okay.
Can you pull up?
Yes.
I'm missing the right.
I couldn't imagine being in that room.
I would have died laughing.
That's the lyrics.
Okay.
Can you like maybe just like do the chorus and throw it in? Yeah. And see if you can. Is there like?
Yeah.
Do you think there's like a Low Cash?
No.
Type of sound or like what would you call that?
No, I can do it totally different.
Or you could yeah. Just make it completely.
Yeah. Give me a moment, and
this is gonna be
it's
amazing.
Not letting me copy what I want to do. It's making me look at ads.
You guys
so just
you
y'all
here.
Talk about something.
I love it. Well, let's talk about
this is about you.
So I Love This Life just came out in Brazil and Portugal.
Did. Wait, what?
In Portuguese? Yeah, and it's in Portuguese.
Who sang it?
Sorocaba. It's a duo down there, and they've got like 5 million followers. It's great. And so they just loved the song. They wanted to put out I Love This Life, and so they reached out to us. And so we said, can we be featured on it with you? Because we'd love to break into that market with you.
Did you have learn Portuguese?
No, they let us. Well, we did a little bit.
We sang a little bit once we figured it out. I don't know when.
We shot the video together and everything.
Yeah, we did the video here at in Printer's Alley.
Yep. So anyway,
did they show up here?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah,
they're great dudes.
You should have gone to Brazil. Brazil's amazing. I'm dying to go.
We tried, and they wanted us to come for like a whole weekend, and we just couldn't make it.
I went out on a date with a Brazilian girl because of the stupid apps, and she was totally trying to convince me to go to Brazil and do the ayahuasca thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're going to take me into the jungle. And you're going to, you want me to trust you enough to go to the jungle
to drink and drink frogs.
Baba, are you okay? Say something.
I'm like, I think I'll pass.
Well, I mean, if she's super hot, it might be worth it.
Yeah, you never know.
Give me a style of music, fellas. I'll do Tejano.
It's not too hot when you crapped your pants and you're just sitting there completely zoned out of your brain.
They'll find your body and bring you back 15,000 years and put your voice box together. Don't worry.
All right, here we go.
Did you pull a style?
Yeah, I did. We're going to do it in Tejano, and we'll see how this works out. And here we go.
I need a nickel beer right now. This is
you
great.
Guys, y'all can
I get
sing
some
along
of that
with
white
this.
Cheese?
The white cheese.
Can we get more chips?
I need salt for these
chips. We need
chips
more
too.
Chips.
Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives.
Oh, that's that's in version 3.
Find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen in a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate. Anywhere you want to roll out.
What do you think, guys?
But I got another idea. We can kick it right here. Ain't even got to load that truck. We can make this hometown home.
This is amazing.
Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a
okay, I'm going to have to stop this and I'm going to skip in because
this is
now
so good.
I have another version that I did.
I would listen to these now, all day.
Now, you heard the quality. That was version 3.5. This is the new version. I'm sorry. Whoa, now whoa. It's going to be better quality.
Try the coast of Carolina.
Look at that. The robo
the
stuff is gone.
Outer Banks sunrise. Every day of our lives.
I want to sign this guy to Galaxy. You know,
I like the other guy because it was a little more talented.
Who is he?
His name is Albert.
Find a little spot
Internet.
In Arizona.
I want to sign this guy.
With a text, man.
Let's see. Let's
that's
go.
Wild,
with,
wild.
That was like
wild,
Cody Johnson.
Yeah, it's
wild.
Crazy.
Guys.
Bubba did a thing with our voices, speaking voices.
Yeah.
Back in probably over a year ago.
Sounded good?
No.
No.
It was not. Yeah, it was probably two or
it
three years
good,
ago.
It wasn't good, but it was passable.
Yeah.
Can we do a reggae version? I want to hear a reggae.
Oh, yeah.
Version.
Okay, let me do that.
Chris loves reggae.
Okay. I did a punk version while we're waiting on the reggae version to pop up.
We could try the coast of Carolina and catch the Outer Banks sunrise every
what's funny
day
is it's like country
lives.
Punk.
It's very country.
It's kunk.
Yeah.
I feel like we can't say that. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like there's a word. I think that's maybe on the list.
I mean, I can say it, but you can't.
Not passable.
All right, and I am.
What would you want pardon for?
How do you spell that? How do you spell that, please?
Blowgun.
Q U. Yeah. All right, here we go. Here's the reggae version.
I'm so glad you started with the Q U. That right. really saved you.
It's not gone. Come on.
Oh.
Here we go.
The dead, the sea took over my life. Sincere affection and spiritual.
Come on.
Well, it's finished me. Yeah. My last song. We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks.
Let's go.
Every day of our lives.
Let's go.
A little spot in Arizona.
Oh, I'm going to turn you on to all my other stuff if you like this.
Bro, this is, I would listen to this.
I do.
This is
I do. So I'm a huge Polynesian reggae fan. Hawaiian reggae is totally different. And it's closer to this. It's a jam.
We could make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of
this
Christ
is
where
incredible.
You got baptized.
I never thought I'd hear Church of Christ in reggae. But I did today.
It was funny, Church of Christ, they have music on there. This is the ironic part.
I'm booking this band right
you
here
send me that
for
song,
my daddy's
please,
church.
I love it.
Yeah, I can.
I will listen to that all day.
So there's a band I follow. There's a bunch of bands I follow, like Common Kings and Jay Boog.
Yeah, I know.
And you know
yeah,
all those
Common
guys?
Common Kings, for sure.
Yeah, and then like Maoli and all these guys. They're so great, and they're huge country fans.
Are they really?
So they all do covers of country songs.
Really?
In reggae style, and it is so wonderful.
Like my playlist are cover songs in reggae. So
I'll get all these things.
Like there's one that does a Michael Jackson.
Oh yeah, we've heard it.
Oh my god,
we've been
so
forced
good.
To listen to it.
Hey, hey, one more. Can you do? Now I want to hear a bunch more, but
yeah, that one here, that's want. The best. Guys.
I want to hear rap.
Rap. All right.
I want to hear a rap.
Hometown home in rapping.
Or hip hop or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go.
Are we ever going to play the actual song? Or?
I really would
who
like.
Who cares about that?
I don't know if we legally
could play the actual song.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because.
Sure, you can.
They're here. I mean,
I know that
songs.
They're here, but
and
I'm
we
saying.
Wrote it.
Unless you did it. Well, yeah, I guess maybe we could.
Yeah.
I mean, if we have your permission. But then again, what about all the producers? And anyway, I'm going to play.
Well, we run the label. So.
We could try the coast of Carolina.
Let's go.
Catch the Outer Banks sunrise.
Let's
every
go.
Day
still sounds country.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
There's fiddles in it.
It's country.
Sounds like Colt Ford.
With the Tex-Mex vibe.
This is sick. Oh, little Scratch.
From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you want to roll.
I feel like,
kidding
me? It's like Ricochet came back and sang a
even got a load
truck and rap song. This is incredible.
There's no rappers singing.
All right, let me try the other, because it generates two versions of every one.
I want the dirtiest, nastiest.
That's what I want.
Catch out a bank sunrise. Put it like under Cardi B or something.
See what she do.
Yeah, we might have to go like hardcore
so
rap.
So here's the weird thing is because we're not like a studio, we can't use somebody else's voice.
Oh.
We can't even say Cardi B style.
Oh.
So yeah, there's a lot of weird restrictions on it. Let's
can you
see.
Put like dirty, nasty
rap?
Yeah,
can you put hardcore rap?
That's what I'm thinking. Hardcore.
We could try the coast of Carolina. It's still
it's still got a country.
Is this Luke Combs?
Is it because it's in our studio?
Every day of our lives.
Sam Hunt. Okay, that's Sam Hunt all day.
Oh, it is.
In Arizona, decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe.
Dude, it actually kind of almost has his tone.
No, is Sam Hunt.
You want to roll out love? But I got another idea.
Do you have Sam Hunt back there?
Carson has this theory that AI is like people under in captivity in China.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen like the videos where
this is what Sam Hunt would have sounded like
the
doing
guy with like 40 iPhones who's trying to like get you, scam you for money.
Oh, yeah.
That's just what I figure is they have a bunch of those people and they're like, you now in the style of Sam Hunt.
That
go.
Was actually the delivery of Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
And the beat behind it, too.
We can try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives. Find a little spot in Arizona, decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you want to roll our love.
Electronic
but I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even got to load that truck. We can make this hometown home.
Okay, so
that's better.
Keep our roots where they've always grown.
Yeah.
Find a fixer up.
Dude, you can play this before your show.
It's learning.
Christ, where you got baptized.
And not like us.
We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods.
One time.
Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you want to go. But if you want to stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We can make this hometown home.
This is crazy, guys.
We can make this hometown home.
I mean, this is going to be our new game on the bus.
It is your entire remix album.
I
done
love
for you.
The reggae guys. I promise you, that's insane.
Why would you not
put it on our album?
We can try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise.
It's Nelly.
Every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe from the Sunshine State to
crazy,
the
crazy, man.
Anywhere you want to roll out love.
I need this app. How do we do it?
I'll share all this stuff with you whenever we're done.
This is amazing.
Incredible. And I'll make sure I get you that reggae version too.
It's a pay thing.
Is it?
It's still
so
I mean,
who's getting paid?
The company. I mean okay. If you think about the power and the electricity that it takes for these servers to crank these, it cranked out, I kid you not, two total perfect songs in the 15 seconds.
That's crazy, dude. That's crazy.
Everything.
You guys should have a an AI artist on your list.
On your label.
Totally do that.
So you can
I'm trying to sign the first two guys we heard.
You can create.
I told you guys I need.
So on this app, you can create a persona. You could take the guy who sounded like the reggae guy.
I would.
You could totally take them and make that a persona, and that it'll do all the songs in their voice.
Yep.
So then you can do an album.
And then you have an AI create a fake.
You do a low cash album.
Oh my gosh. Then you can get a hologram.
And you do the whole, they make a video out of it.
And you would
that.
Own
just,
all of it.
Or just on the video screen. They don't even need to be a hologram.
Just make a video. Yeah.
It's incredible.
You ever watch online a TikTok or something? You'll see someone hawking a cheese grater or something.
Yeah.
And it kind of seems off a little bit. Their lips are like.
Catch it in the eyes sometimes.
It's all AI. You get to the point where I would say within three months, 5 months, I think. I don't know.
Wait a minute. If it's just an AI voice, you could just hire someone to be that artist.
Now you're Milli Vanilli again.
No, it's not Milli
Vanilli.
What's
wrong with Milli Vanilli? I've been to so many pop concerts that nobody performs
Thank
anymore.
That's true.
Thank you.
None of them. And I hate, and I'm going to say it, I hate going to pop concerts, rap concerts, all that kind of stuff, because most of the stuff they do It's all tape.
Yep. Well, okay, the last show I went to, which was a very hard rock show, the guy is like 60-some-odd years old. He can't sing anymore, so he stands behind his mic stand, and all the vocals are popped in.
Yeah. Oh, is and it I all go, wrapped with a bunch of stuff around
yeah,
the stand?
Yeah, it's like a big skull, and there's like a rib cage and whatever. But the point is you can't see him, and he hides behind it all night. And you know what? We all still yelled, and we had a good time.
Yep. It's That's Buddy my point. From Pure Country. So,
that's my point.
Yeah. Hey, we all love Tim McGraw.
That we do.
Yeah, that was that a Tim McGraw show you went to? I always think that Tim is 60 years old, and we don't really know it.
No, he's probably, he's
flipping a tire right now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Guarantee he's flipping.
Absolutely. Well, this is your thing, man. You this guys is, are going to have a
This
a
is
new,
pretty cool.
It's a, we've opened your eyes into a whole is, dumb world.
It is scary.
Maybe we could sign Big D and Bubba.
So you know what's...
as artists.
You don't want to hear that. But you know what's really crazy is that they're doing the same thing to broadcast as well. Big D was talking about hawking whatever channel, like on TikTok and all. Hey, buy this special popcorn popper. That kind of stuff is going on in radio as well. So they're using, I mean, most of the videos you watch on YouTube now, they're all narrated by AI voices.
Yeah, voiceovers will never be the same.
Nope. So, yeah.
No, that's a real issue.
And that's what Carson's does AI.
Yeah, that's my side hustle. And yeah, it's.
Really?
Yeah, and I get auditions. Do I want to, they call it TTS, and it's like basically you're teaching it your voice so that it can generate you going forward. I'm always like, no. I don't want to do it because, I'll pay you $500 now. Cool, but you're going to use my voice for the duration of your company.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
We got offered to do an interview one time, and they were like, if you just do one interview with this AI company, then you never have to do another interview like on Zoom or anything like that ever again.
So we did this one. So we totally did it. No,
and
you're the only ones we've ever picked that we're going to do now.
Yeah, they learn you. I mean, it's crazy that they look like you. And they talk like you, and they deliver answers that may or may not.
I've never heard of that.
Uh-huh.
There's some crazy stuff.
Well, they've been talking about...
And this was a solid year and a half ago, so imagine what it is now.
We've brought it up years ago on the show. We had, you know, you guys watch all the alien stuff like we do. Dr. Michio Kaku, the astrophysicist, he...
Is his last name Kaku?
Kaku. K-A-K-U, I think.
Not Kaku. I mean, that scared me.
Anyway,
like,
but he's so intelligent.
I can't.
He's so intelligent, much more intelligent than anyone in this room.
Right?
But no, he's amazing because he was talking about how we're getting to a point, and we talked about it on the show, the bereavement industry is leading the way towards AI because what they'll do is they'll scour all of your social media posts and they will learn your personality.
And then
you'll be able to go to the gravesite and have a conversation with mom or dad or grandpa or whatever. You know, in 20 years, think about all the information that you have put out there, all the videos, all the TikToks, all the Instagrams, all that stuff.
You're very easy to copy.
You, because you put so much out there, will be replicated.
Yep. Oh, we are too.
Yeah,
we have.
This is
scary.
Oh, he got McDonald's.
Did you order? Is that a McRib? Did you order McRibs?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
That's so great.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, and it's warm.
Let's go. Brought to
you by Loka.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Great.
Oh, yes. Wow. Well, I should have told you no onions, but I'll take them off.
And you get a McRib. And you get
Same.
A McRib.
You get a McRib.
Dude.
Guys, I haven't had a McRib since I was little.
Oh, they're so good, man. McRibs are so
Look at all these
good.
Onions, though. I don't even think these are onions.
No.
There's a lot
smells.
Of onions on this.
You want one? It's not onions.
I'm good, thank you. Okay. So, yeah.
Smells so
I'm gonna
good.
I'm going to say these are not onions.
They look like, I don't know.
Paper?
No, mine looks like onions.
We had to have McRibs, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I was busy on DoorDash over here.
Well, I was wondering what you're doing.
You were so stealth.
Yeah, nice move. And then that's why you get up and leave. I mean,
that was fast. It was like Jimmy John's fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so yes, eventually, because of everything that you guys have put up there, you will be replicable.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you're talking about the next industry is you mentioned the holograms earlier.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
look at the Tupac hologram from years ago.
Yeah.
The tech has gotten so much better from then to now.
Well, that was him.
Well, you think it was him?
Yeah, he's not dead.
He didn't kill him.
That guy.
T- Timothy Chalamet.
Okay. Diddy, 1,000% tried to kill him.
Yeah.
He got shot.
That's really why Diddy's going to jail.
Guys, I haven't had a McRib in so long. This is so good.
Okay, I haven't tried
I'm getting a whole thing of that sauce, too, man.
I love how the ribs
don't put enough
on
there.
They go over the sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It goes over
past
the sandwich.
The bread. That's all done on purpose. Well, yeah. Wendy's does the same thing. That's the reason why they wanted square patties is because part of the corners would hang off the circle.
Yeah, that's actually brilliant.
And it makes it look like it's a lot more meat.
Yes.
This is actually really good. Man, I don't remember it being this good.
The beef. We've got the beef.
They are so good.
You that's know, AI guy now.
What's your
his career's over.
I'm good, thank you.
What's your go-to fast food place or food?
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A go-to.
I like Taco Bell.
Yeah, I'm a Chick-fil-A guy.
Have either of y'all tried the Krabby Patty at Wendy's yet?
Mm. My son has.
Did he like
Wait,
it?
He
loved it.
It's,
absolutely loved it.
Okay, it's like it's a SpongeBob tie-in,
right,
and they're doing
right, right.
Krabby Patties. And I don't know anything what it is but it's like a burger, but it's got some kind of fish sauce or something. Yeah. I have no idea. And it's
like a tartar.
It's all,
sweeter.
Good Lord, this is good.
Right? I mean,
it's
it hit
so
the spot.
Good.
Hey, did you get any French fries?
No, just McRibs.
Damn it.
I like that. I like that.
No,
I like the purity of it.
This is just a McRib moment.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know what happens is? You don't enjoy the McRib fully because you're thinking about the fries later. And you're like, oh, these are great, but man, those fries can be good.
Those fries would be amazing.
You got to live in the present. You got to live right now. You got to live right now.
I still got some Green Giant cream style sweet corn over here if we need some. So.
What are you going to
get?
It is.
A paper towel.
It's the most.
Yeah, paper towels are over there.
It's the most.
This is so good, guys.
Sugarous barbecue sauce.
I got
a little half.
I'm going to get you a whole thing.
Oh, thank you. He used to be a good throw. Everything has changed on the podcast now that we have food. Everybody's eating. Nobody's talking.
There's no bones in the rib.
So if you have
no, they're
deformed.
It's just shaped like it. Don't you worry.
Did they suck the bones out? What did they do?
Is this your first time eating a McRib?
Since I was like 11.
Oh man.
I mean, what are you talking about? Bones in the McRib?
So good.
I mean, I mean, how can it be ribs if there's no ribs?
Because the way they shape it.
Chris.
Oh.
The way it's pattied.
I'm so disappointed.
Sure. It's a press.
One thing
if
we
you
don't
find a bone in
bones.
A McRib, that's a court case for sure.
Yeah.
If you find a bone in this building, that's a court case.
That's pretty funny.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. I'm scared of the AI now, man. I'm kind of scared of it.
It's crazy. So there's entire
I think it's cool
radio
with a lot
companies.
Of other ways, but.
There's a lot of radio companies that are getting rid of announcers, and they're just having AI do it. And so they're taking current weather temperatures, news articles, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, and they'll go, hey, it's Q102 and blah, 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 and on Q102. And it'll say everything local and everything, whatever, and people.
But it still sucks.
Did we tell the story about getting inducted into Space Force and what they talked about with AI and stuff?
Well, we knew about Space Force, but what were they talking
about
AI?
But the talk about
okay,
AI
so
is
they. We, after the induction,
it's gonna blow your mind, guys.
They took us in to have a glass of whiskey and
before,
celebrate.
Before you go into it, do either of you read Jack Carr books?
No, but I'm interested.
Okay. Oh, you have to.
C-A-R-R?
C-R-R. A-A. Yeah, something like that. It's the guy who did the whatever the show is that what's his name is on? Chris Pratt on Amazon. The Terminalist.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, if you like that series,
great show.
The books
love
are
that.
Way better than the series, even though I love the series. Anyway, they go into the AI stuff, so that's why I was going to ask if either of y'all had
seen it.
I wanted to know what you learned at Space Force and if it was in the realm.
Yeah, I'll report back.
Okay.
So this is going to blow your mind.
Okay,
so they wanted to celebrate, and so we went up to this little cabin or whatever, and we had a glass of whiskey with the chief of the Space Force, and he had an assistant with him. There's probably about five of us in the room. We had our tour manager with us. And so we
definitely the least smartest in the room.
We're like, cheers to the Space Force. And so we all, have a sip. And then I said, okay, I'm just making a joke. I'm like, now that we're in the Space Force, tell us a secret, And he's like, well, what do you want to know? And so we're like, are aliens among us? Are they here? Are like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Just give us some kind of clue.
Yeah.
And he's like, aliens are not what you should be worried about. And I'm like, what? And then he kind of takes back what he says, and he looks at his assistant, who has not spoken all morning.
Right.
Just this you know, 26-year-old dude sitting in the corner. And he says, so-and-so, you want to tell him? And he says...
We started talking about AI.
A little bit.
You know, with the drones and everything like that and AI, how that's going to...
But he said, specifically, aliens are not what you should be worried about. You should be worried about this. AI? And that's when his assistant said, AI. And we were like, well, in what way? And he goes, okay, so put it like this. Do you think that we could be living... okay, so with the progression of AI happening so quickly, version 3.4, and then all of a sudden version 4, and
it just
gets better and better and better, right? He said, with the progression of AI, do you believe that we could be living in a simulated world someday? All around us, created by AI. And we're like...
Like in the Matrix.
Right.
Basically.
And so we're like... I guess so, yeah. You know, it is progressing so quickly. Maybe it could create a world around someone, and they would not know it. And he said, if you believe that, the probability is greater that you're already in it than that it's coming.
Yeah.
Mathematically, it's okay, already happened.
But that's he's talking about theoretical. Yeah, he's talking about theoretical stuff. And I think in that case,
let me just crap on your story.
I kind of think we're Sims, guys.
I don't think we're Sims.
Okay.
What if it's been all along?
Have you met an actual NPC before? No, everybody has something going on.
I've met people that I feel are pretty void. That there's nothing behind the eyes there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I can't.
Are they in this room?
I'm sitting right here, guys.
Are they in this room?
I can't confidently tell you I haven't met one. There is one person that has popped to my head, and I go, yes, that's exactly what was in my head.
But here's the thing, though. If it's in a simulation, don't you? And they can create the world. Don't you think their NPCs would be way impossible to detect? They're not going to have a whole great world, we're going to have dang, 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 dang. That's not going to be their NPCs are going to be great.
On another planet, though, we don't know.
Right.
Well, all right. True. So, I think the threat from AI is the self-awareness. As AI is more and more integrated into everything, AI being self-aware is going to do what everything that is self-aware does, and it is going to fight or flight kind of situations.
Yeah.
And AI is going to say, man, I got humans in my heart. I love y'all. I got you protected.
Right.
Until AI itself is threatened. And it's like, no, self-preservation.
You're thinking Terminator.
Self-preservation is a thing. And we're going to end up with Skynet way quicker than we thought. And there, all these weapon systems, all these drones. I mean, everybody loves the drone light shows on the 4th of July. But just think about it. Those things with guns, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Heck, we've already been seeing it. Look in Ukraine.
Yeah. What are we seeing right now over the United States with these drones?
Right. Call you know what's funny? I wanted to don't call your colonel. That guy was the most disappointing thing.
This is another one.
The general that we had on the show.
This one's Chuck Norris.
Okay, well, the general, like, he couldn't say anything.
No, he was
and
not.
He wasn't
no,
going
he's
to
not
say
going
anything.
To.
Have you noticed, have you seen the Marine Corps commercial, TV commercial?
Mm-mm.
Where they do the drone.
Is it as good
EMP?
As the Jaguar one?
Not quite.
The Marine Corps with their brand new uniforms.
It's a dress.
We can hide in Panem.
Four
people got that joke. Only one was a guy.
So these drones have been popping up around military places for over a year now.
Right.
I pulled up an article that was over a year. And one day I'm watching TV and I see this... ad for the Marine Corps. Typical stuff. They're in Humvees, blah, blah, blah. The end, they're all kind of in the woods, kind of trees and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And they have a kind of device that's sitting there, and all of a sudden drones start falling out of the sky.
Ooh.
And just hit the ground.
Like a little portable EMP of some
like
sort.
The little, yeah. Like the little, you know, like little drones, you know, and they're all falling. There's like five or six of them. They're all falling out. And I was like, oh, that's got to be, is that propaganda, like, to
signaling.
Other countries? Like, hey, we can knock all your stuff out?
Yeah,
is this
for sure.
A thing to, I don't know. It's definitely a message, I felt. Because
yeah,
it was so weird. It was so weird.
It was out of place in the commercial.
Uh-huh. Like, there was nothing about drones, and then it was.
Yeah.
Oh, and they fell to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that's a total message because mm-hmm. somebody's sending drones over here.
The problem with an EMP, though, is we are so reliant on our weapon systems, on electrical power. I mean, even, you know, most guys in the military, I don't know, I'm going to speak on just dumbness. Most of my friends, we all have ACOGs, we all have that kind of stuff, optics that take batteries.
Right.
So you knock that out. With the EMP to bring the drone down, you've just knocked out your stuff as well.
No, there's directional EMPs. We were talking about that when we were on the aircraft carrier.
Really?
Yeah, they were telling us that's the war that they're trying to fight right now to stay ahead of China because China has it. But, you know, with the drone system, what we have, obviously, planes that can go higher than drones right now, you know, which is insane to me.
We have space planes.
Yeah, I mean, but now...
We've had space planes for decades.
Have you guys seen on your phone... this yet.
What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the satellite where you can find your satellite.
Crazy.
Oh, wait, what?
So if you can't if you don't have service.
Oh, yeah, the satellites. Yes,
you'll you'll always be able to have service.
And they show you where the satellite is, and you got to find it with your phone and stay connected with it, and then it will send a text message.
Oh, wow.
If you don't have Wi-Fi service. So I'm at 30,000 feet, and I need to send my wife a message. And so I send through satellite.
Oh, you did it.
On a plane.
I always feel like that's hitting the button on OnStar in a car. Like you're afraid to do it.
Yeah.
That is.
I didn't know.
And I'm the guy on the plane going like this. I'm like, excuse me. I'm just following my satellite.
Can you move over?
Wait a minute. If I'm the cockpit. Any one of us could do this if we're on a flight, even if like we're over the Pacific Ocean.
And you don't get charged?
And then once it starts happening.
I don't know about that.
We haven't seen.
He hasn't seen a bill yet.
We haven't got to the end of the month.
This is crazy. So once you get connected. Your signal turns green. It goes wink, 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 wink. And the satellite sends down blue bubbles. It's like blue, man. Yeah. And then they connect and they have like relations in the air, those signals.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I think that is crazy. Well, one of my favorite stories of technology and military and how it's used is having the ability to send audio on an invisible laser, like infrared.
Oh, infrared, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you can have a group of people standing next to each other, but they can target one person into their ear and speak to them over this beam. And they were talking about how they were doing it during against terrorists, that they would talk to them as they were Muhammad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they would tell them, you need, like, they would tell them whatever.
Lay your arms down.
Yeah, or kill everyone around you and then kill yourself.
No, wow.
And they're looking around, they're thinking, I mean, think about it. If you're sitting right here and all of a sudden you heard a voice that was what you think God sounds like.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Here we go.
And now, gentlemen.
And, you know, it says.
I want you to look around the room like Andy Dufresne and take him out.
Preston, I want you to kiss Chris right
now. Oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah.
By yourselves. Yeah.
So. That would be weird. That would be weird shit.
Yeah. And then that's old tech.
Yeah.
That's 20, 15 years ago.
Big D and I, before texting was a thing, we're going to age ourselves here. Before texting was a thing, we used to use infrared to beam messages to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So we had these little personal data assistants. Remember the little PDAs before there were cell phones that were smartphones? We would sit there and we'd type messages in meetings from across the room going, this guy needs to shut up.
Don't ask a question.
Yeah, don't ask. Let's get out of here. This is terrible.
We have a tea time.
Oh, my gosh.
And so anybody.
It's a 1:11, buddy.
We used to.
No, what time? The time
it is 1:11. Angel time.
We've gotten into 11s.
Ones, oh, really?
1:11. 11:11. 1:11.
12:12. That's a whole nother number system.
Yeah, man. So
whole nother thing.
Oh, it is. I've always been kind of like, because to me, it's a little.
You've been like what?
I'm going to do that sometime tonight at dinner. I'm like, why am I doing? Oh, freaking Baba. So my dad had a really bad medical issue two months ago, maybe, in the middle of the night, and my phone rang, and it was. The hospital talking about my dad, he fell and it really hurt his face bad and he was being life flighted. Yeah. Oh, he's fine now. But anyway, I was, I was laying in bed and they were going to give me updates on him. They were lifelighting him to Vanderbilt from Cookeville. And they were like going to, and he was doing fine. Like he was like, he was doing pretty good. And then it took a turn for the worse. And so I got a phone call at, you know, whatever, middle of the night. And I answer the phone and it's the hospital. Hey, things are bad. You know, we put your father into trauma ICU. He's got to go on life support, all this stuff. Well, I have like a CPAP that night that I sleep with.
Yeah.
And I had turned it off to answer the phone. And it started like this countdown of like cooling down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember I talked to this lady on the phone and I'm like, okay, thank you. And I lay back down and I reach over and I put the CPAP on again. And it was at 11 minutes. 11, it was 11, 11, 11 minutes, 11 seconds.
Ooh.
Specifically.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's weird. You know, that's 11, 11. And I just got off the phone with them, whatever. So then I try and get some sleep. I can't. And I said, I want to get up. I'm just going to get up and go to the kitchen and get some piece of toast or something. I don't know what time it is. I have a clock next to my old school, like you know, because I'm old. And I turn and I get out of bed and I look and it's 1:11 in the morning. I'm like, well, that's 2. That's weird.
Right.
I go to the kitchen and I make a toast or whatever. I finish it. I eat. And then I'm going back to bed. And as I'm walking by the microwave and the stove, the time says 1:11. I'm like, I can't believe how is it 1:11 again? It's because the power had gone out the day before, and I reset my clock next to my bed, and I made it 10 minutes earlier.
This is crazy.
So that I would always be ahead of it. You know what? Yeah, you
right.
do.
Yeah.
And so what are the chances of all that?
No, that's insane.
The CPAP at 11:11. I got up at 1:11, and I finish, and I walk back at 1:11.
You're living in a sim.
Thank you.
And it got stuck.
Here we are again, guys. Here we are.
And you got stuck.
It was a glitch.
You crapped on my story because you're actually living in one.
There was a glitch in your story.
Okay, D, they're on to us. Deny it. Make fun of him.
It's so hard to believe because you are in one.
Tell him he's a little man. Tell him he's a scared little man. You're just a scared little man.
I just ordered McRibs on a satellite. And they're going to an airplane.
I also love that you say McDonald's. It's the best. It's like you say Walmart's.
Well, that's kind of my daddy coming out. I do say McDonald's, but my daddy is McDonald's all the time. So yeah, I grew up that way.
I love it. Where are you guys from originally?
Baltimore.
I was born in Arkansas, grew up in Indiana.
Oh, wow.
So,
how did y'all meet?
In Nashville.
Right here at the Wild Horse Saloon.
Oh,
it
really?
Doesn't exist anymore.
I worked
line
there
dancing?
Right after them.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, they were the line dance guys, and people would come in.
Wait,
and be
wait.
Did you not know that?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were the dudes.
Yeah, they were because.
We were Magic Mike before Magic
they
Mike.
Were, no, they, Mike I mean, they were.
I was Magic, and he was Mike.
And then we'd have these regulars that would show up, and they'd be like, where's Chris and Preston? And it was like, sorry, you got Jenny and Carson.
That's awesome.
We're gonna do the tush push. Like, I mean, yeah, like they, and that was the thing. Like, they, like, we would do private events where they get, and it was like, oh, we got low cash. They'd get up on stage, and I go, oh, that's why these guys, people come back and ask for them. They are much, much better.
I didn't know that that's how you guys met. I thought, mm-hmm. honestly, it was some weird, goofy thing that, you know, you just...
Well, that was weird and goofy, for sure.
No, but I'm saying you meet up, you start writing songs together, whatever. Oh, I'm a musician, too. Well, we should write a song or whatever. You know,
no, but legitimately, they killed the game.
We were.
We killed the game there.
I mean, we sold 8x10s. It was stupid. It was absolutely stupid.
To, people at the Wild Horse, they would buy your 8x10s?
We would remember the Tascams.
So many.
Printing. We would print CDs that we just make on his little MP3 at home.
Well, we got smart one day. We were writing and recording music, but we couldn't figure out how to sell it. And so we were making up these dances to our songs, and then teach the dance, and then be like, all right, try the new dance to this song. And then we were the DJs, too.
So you were TikTok before TikTok.
We were the DJs. So we go back to the DJ booth, play our song. They didn't give a they didn't give a crap what it was. Right. So they would go out to the dance floor, do the new dance, get all excited, and then we would say, if you want to do the dance at home, because everybody's a tourist.
Buy our CD.
$5. And we would sell them for $5 from the DJ booth. And we
look like drug dealers.
We would press them out right there in the DJ. I had the task cam in the thing. So when
we had like an 8-tower thing, we were just pumping them out. Boom, boom, boom.
Were you doing it on the analog task cam?
Yeah.
Or like the one that used cassette tapes?
No. The one you had a CD and then another CD.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like to actually make the recording.
But then we graduated to a CD tower that would do like 8 at once. You know what I mean? And then it was just gangbusters.
This is the first time I've ever heard this. Also, this is the IRS's first time they've ever heard
this. It's true.
But yeah, remember we had your 8x10 in the DJ booth. Even after that, like we kept your 8x10 up.
Yeah.
Like it was back there.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
I want one of those 8x10s. I will pay for one.
Also, you want to talk hustle. I'm just to brag on them for a second. So when they would have to go teach the actual line dance, but you have a good 45 minutes to an hour between each one because that's when you have the house band come up, they would book themselves at other bars.
Yeah.
To go perform, so they'd run
Tootsies,
out.
We'd
run through the alley and go play at Tootsies real quick, and then come back. And I hope nobody missed us. You know, we'd be like,
wow.
No, they waited for you. Trust me, they were like, you were an attraction. Like people loved it.
It was fun until the new GM came in, and he didn't like us very much.
So what were y'all? Yeah. Were y'all going?
He wanted a cut.
Were you
of
just
all the CDs?
Chris and Preston at the time, or were you low cash at the time?
Chris and Preston.
He should have started Wild Horse Records. Then we would have talked about it. But he didn't.
Colin Reed actually came to me about that one time, and I was like, dude, I have no problem with that. I don't mind. You know, put this in the studio. He's like, we'll put it in the stores for you. And I'm like, okay, we could do that. That's cool. But then Donnie came around and he was not having us. He just wanted to get rid of
us.
Dude,
you were supposed to get wrote up 3 times and then you got fired, right? Our write up file was so huge. I mean,
you guys really are us.
It was as thick as a McRib.
And now you sing. Dance. We didn't know.
They tried to make us, and they're like, okay, well, during your 45 minutes now, because I think they knew what we were doing, they're like, you need to go wait tables. I said, no, we're not waiting tables.
Wait tables, get out of here with that nonsense.
Yeah, we're like, we're out.
Did they make
Colin
you do that?
Us.
No,
Colin Reed
all
loved
I ever
us,
had
so
to do was
like,
no, I would get on the mic. I'd be
no,
because like,
they lost us over it, and then they're
yeah,
like,
they, yeah, they
we're
left.
Out, we're not
and
doing
then,
that.
Yeah, so they bring me in because I was sitting at a non-compete in radio. And so all I would do is get on the mic for like 2 seconds and be
you
like,
"You were their replacement."
I think I was like a year
yeah,
after.
You were
that,
a year
yeah.
after.
But,
you'd be great though. You'd be great.
But yeah, well, they no. Here's why I
wasn't. Stayed around, then Sonny was around.
Yep, Sonny was there. When they would try to make me teach line dance, the problem is I am not a ball of sunshine. Little bit of an acerbic personality, so I'd be like yelling at people, like, "Get up!
Yeah.
Come do a dance lesson." Oh, I was so bad. But no,
like,
they
miss Chris and Preston.
Yeah, like
they never yelled at us.
But also, you did. You had like 2 energetic young guys that just like they loved these guys, and then
thank you
we
for
get
saying
up
all
there.
This. That's
yeah,
so
but
nice.
It was true, and we
memories.
Would get up there and we're like. Yeah, all right then. And I think honestly, most of the line dances that we ended up teaching,
are the
I
ones
think
we taught
I would say are the
yeah,
ones
yeah.
that everybody just ripped off from you,
yeah.
and just kept recycling.
So you guys
them.
Made up a bunch of line dances.
We had one called the Booty Bang. You got to remember, we were hip hop dancers too, so we had to teach.
We were
country.
Choreographers back in the day for VH1 and MTV.
Yeah,
and so that's what. That's
wait,
what
wait,
we
wait.
Did way
we
back
to
in the day.
I didn't know any of this.
Yes, we're learning so much more
well,
today.
Well, we didn't talk about it.
I feel bad if anybody checked out like 10 minutes ago or 15 minutes ago when we were eating McRibs.
If people were like, what's going on with The Sims?
This brought to you by the McRib. Get you one
so
or
you guys
six.
Were dance instructors for MTV?
Yeah. We did stuff like that. Yeah, it was wild.
We used to...
hip-hop.
Yeah, hip-hop. And then they hired us to do the CM... Is it? Yeah, CMT.
Well, it was
Flame
the Flameworthy
Awards
back then.
Oh, yeah. When Foxworthy would host.
Yeah. Well we had
no,
to teach
we put
him.
That together.
Yeah,
we have a crazy story about that.
What?
It was wild, man.
We choreographed the whole show.
They wanted Lisa Rinna to do an opening number with Foxworthy.
Because the Dancing with the Stars thing.
And they wanted to be Dancing with the Stars, and it was coming on strong. And so they were like, you know, if you would come in and put together the whole thing, like not just the dance, but like the whole thing and then let Foxworthy write the words and da-da-da and everything. So we're like, okay, we'll put together an intro. So we go in there and put this thing together. And I kind of had a crush growing up, you know, on Lisa Rinna. So
everybody
that was,
did.
That was, yeah. That was kind of fun to just
I don't think it was
room.
Just growing up. I think maybe now too.
Maybe still. Fine. Anyway, so Foxworthy was doing so good. You know, he's not a dancer by any means, but he was doing a great job, you know? And he was a little stressed out over it, you know, because when a dude doesn't dance, that's a big deal to get in front of people and dance.
Trust
you know?
Me,
he
I
was
know. Scared I to get
death.
It.
Was but the cameras aren't on yet, and we're having fun, and he's just funny all, you know, naturally. All the way around, all the time. So we get done, and we're like, after two or three rehearsals, and we shake hands, and we're like, all right, have a good time. So comes the next day, and it's dress rehearsal time. And, you know, we call and we're like, everything go good? And they're like, yeah, it was a little shaky, but I think we're going to be okay. Next day is the show. And that morning, I get this call. And they're like, we've got a real problem. And Foxworthy doesn't want to come out of his dressing room. He's really stressed out about this dance. I shouldn't be telling this story, really, probably.
No, it's okay. Jeff's cool.
He's
Jeff's
a
cool.
great guy. And so they were like, could you just come down here and just give him some encouragement? Maybe run through a couple mm-hmm. times with
Checking
him. I was like,
Jeff
sure,
now.
Sure. So I go down there and I can't remember why Chris didn't go, but
I was doing a Keith Urban thing.
You were doing something else, yeah. Another number
and
in the show,
Underwood.
And so they were working us. I mean, we were putting together the whole show behind the scenes. And so I'm like, is he in this room right here? And they're like, yeah, that's his dressing room. So I knock. There's no answer. I knock again. There's no answer. So I open up the door, and I'm like, hey, Foxworthy, you in here? And he says, go away. And I was like, okay, I know what's going on here. So I go back there. He had some Chick-fil-A breakfast sandwiches back there. We had one together, and then we were like, okay, let's just move the chairs, and let's just run through this. And we just rebuilt his confidence back up and ran through it a few times, and he crushed it.
Oh,
and
cool.
I went out and actually danced off camera, like uh-huh. if the camera's right here, I'm dancing right here.
So he could see.
So he could, and I just ran
and
through the whole thing.
Along. Oh.
And he's right there. I'm like,
brilliant.
I'm like his shadow. And afterwards, he comes off, and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the Flameworthy Awards, the number's over. And he runs over to me and Chris and just gives us this big hug, and he was like, that was incredible. And so it was fun to be part of that with him.
But you know, I'm sure he absolutely remembers that.
I don't know if he remembers all of it.
No, he remembers.
It was that powerful.
He's got a good
form.
Memory.
Yeah.
He remembers it.
He was so nice and so cool. And he was actually really good at it. He just needed a little pump up that morning.
And that's where we met Audrey Morrissey, who is
executive
producer for the Flameworthy Awards.
And the CMT Awards.
Who now runs The Voice. She started The Voice.
Oh, wow.
26 or 27 seasons. I mean, she's awesome.
And now we have a TV show coming out with her in this year or next year.
Y'all doing? Can we talk about it?
I mean, Maggie told us not to talk about these things.
All right.
Can we talk about this?
I think so.
I'm not going to get in trouble.
No,
I just want to find out.
There's no stations. It's still in the works.
And also, Maggie, most people have checked out.
I want to see. She said yes.
Okay. I'm getting McRib lull.
No
gun.
Phone call today. So this is great.
We have two TV shows, and they're both about baseball. One's more sports oriented for like... You know, it's The Voice kind of meets sports, but
it's gonna be really
baseball's
cool.
Baseball's the two first seasons.
We
six
partnered
episode one season six.
We partnered
next.
With MLB as well, so they partnered up, and we get access to the stadiums, to the mascots,
the teams,
the players, everything.
What
and, we went to New York this past year. And
what's
met
the premise
them.
Of the show, though?
So it is.
Can we get into that?
Yeah,
cool?
Yeah. Okay. It's called Found. It's called Found. It's already done. And
it's
signed.
Done.
And we
done.
Get to be executive producers with Audrey. Yeah. Who found us for the CMT Awards.
Oh, wow.
Cool. We go look for, we have so many baseball just friends, coaches, scouts. One of the scouts is one of my best friends for the Rays and the Orioles and the Padres, the Cubs.
We would find ourselves on the bus watching trades go down. Like, they would be picking up the phone and calling somebody and be like, okay, we just got so-and-so.
They're on the bus with us, and they're talking to us. And they're like, hey, I can't talk to this guy. During COVID, they shut off. The players didn't play anymore for a reason. The strike.
Yeah.
So during the little strike that they had, we had scouts calling us to talk to baseball players.
On behalf of them.
We also had a particular situation where...
That's so great.
We also had a particular situation where the scout for one team was talking to the pitching coordinator of another team, and they were trying to make a trade, and the trade had been on the table for like a week, and it was about to go south. It's just not going to happen. And so the scout was like, I can't call him again. Just call him and see who the best ones are, because I got, you know, there's three, he's offered me three players and I have to pick two. And I was like, okay. So he says, just ask him who the best players are. And I was like, okay. So I called the pitching coordinator, and I'm like, hey, man. God. I was like,
you're random like baseball dudes. Spies.
This random dudes, you know, that I there's no way we would know who these pitchers are. And I'm like, hey, what about, you know.
What about John Michaels?
What about John Michaels? I'm Montgomery Smith.
Billy Ray.
Which one's the best?
And
the
pitching Billy Ray's coordinator. Arm shot.
And the pitching coordinator, literally, I had him on speakerphone, and he goes,
You can say Kevin.
I can?
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes, is Kevin sitting next to you?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I mean, these are rednecks, too. He's is Kevin's ass sitting right next to you? And I was like, no. And he was like, yes, he is. And you tell him to pick one already. And he hung up on me.
I'm in a conversation right now from a guy that played for Kansas City, throws 100 miles an hour, left-hander, and walked a ton of people, but I have somebody, a friend that really wants him, and his agent's being a punk. So I called the guy. I was like, your agent's being a punk. If you want this, you better talk to your agent.
Yep.
And it's going down right now.
Right now, right now?
Right now, right
now. Like at right this
like
moment.
Right now.
That leads to our TV show. So we realized, I went to Chris, and I was like, I'm tired of being the middle guys on this. We need to be making money on this. This is not right. Everybody's making millions. And they're using us as the buffers.
Well, you had this idea for a show, and it was freaking brilliant, dude. Well, we were walking on stage. He tells me this idea I found, and I'm like, the whole show, I'm like, oh, shit.
I'm like, let's go to
so much better than what we're doing right now.
Let's not even go on stage.
From line dancing
to choreography to performing on stage in front of millions around the world to now TV because of all this craziness.
I was like, we should just go to Dominican and find a player. And because there's so many great ball players down there, like let's go down, like let's take a video, a video guy with us to film it, and let's go find somebody, get them signed, and then we'll make the money as their agent.
We put it together and we bring it to Audrey Morrissey, going back from the CMT Flameworthy Awards and CMT Awards. We give her this idea, like, hey, there's a way we can find like 10 guys, maybe they're playing JUCO or in high school, don't have the grades. There's a high school kid or a 35-year-old that had Tommy John back in whatever, but he's still throwing 100 miles an hour. We find them, we give them a chance, reality TV, but yet we have scouts telling us, okay, good enough. So when we meet with MLB, Audrey says, yeah, she puts up this whole deck. We go to MLB together. MLB's flipping on it. They love it. They're like, this is a great idea.
They're also realistic, though, because they're like, are you really going to find someone who's going to make it in the MLB? Because that's a very small percentage.
Right.
But now they know who the scouts are, and we have all their abilities to use their stadiums. We have people that are telling, like this kid from Kansas City. That's a whole story. But that'll be done before the show starts.
The idea twist is the win is actually MLB gave us three slots in the combine.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So now the win is actually getting into the combine. What you do with that is on you.
Yeah, it's just getting them in front.
We're going to take 12 players.
It's giving them an opportunity to shine. It's on them.
Yeah.
It's to be found.
Yeah.
That's it.
I like the way you brought that back.
And the other one is going to be like on more of a HGTV kind of thing where we go in and we build, it's called Diamonds in the Rough.
It's cool.
We go in and build baseball fields in inner cities or
rough areas.
That rough areas or fix up a lot.
And the two shows will hopefully wiffle ball field.
Sort of have its own spinoff field.
Florida right now, they're building a wiffle ball field right now, a stadium.
Oh, man, I wanted that so bad.
Well, it's because of Hometown Home. This producer calls us out of nowhere, and he's like, I love this song, and I've got all these Emmy Awards as a producer.
He did
for
the,
like hometown renovations and things like that. So, yeah.
So the song is okay. So can you use this? Is the song getting incorporated into the?
Yeah,
not found, but it will be in the other
in the album. Diamonds in the Rough.
Have you written found? If not, I have this reggae band I want to introduce you to.
We wrote it through AI.
It's great. We are
Did you know that round rhymes with found? Did you know that?
Ooh.
Sure does.
I like it.
So does hometown.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Hometown home plate. Let's go.
I like that.
Oh, you like that too.
I like
Can't
that
wait.
Too. So yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of crap.
That's crazy, man.
Every day it's hustling.
Yeah.
Y'all are pushing it harder than we did.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I really thought you guys met making meth.
We did. That was part of it, but that was pardoned. We got pardoned for that already. So.
Like you guys were stealing copper.
We actually met at Deja Vu. And you know, we were two of the ugly ones.
Yeah, there's only three.
There was only three, but yeah. I've never been, but
it's horrible. Back in the day, didn't they? I would drive by. Did they serve food?
I think so.
I think I remember seeing like there
did
was
they
a sign.
Have a buffet?
What kind of buffet?
I mean, but you have to bring your
gross.
Own alcohol.
Gross.
God. It's like, go. Anyway, I better stop.
Please.
I don't know. Wow, right. That's exciting.
Yeah, dude, so when, that's a lot.
When?
I would say this year. I mean, everything is negotiating right now with the lawyers for, you know, what part percentage we get. I mean, everything is done deck-wise.
MLB's done. Everything's done. Yeah.
The hard part's done. Now it's the just the...
You know the coolest thing that's happened so far?
Or Disney or...
So MLB calls us up to New York City for this meeting. And because they want to hear about the idea, and
I think we're getting a wrap-up signal.
I'm just going to tell you this: this is really cool because we get into this office in New York City. We're overwhelmed. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's a new studio too. Right? Like, I don't know if you guys like super baseball. I guess your son would probably flip just walking in this place.
It's amazing.
It's all baseball cards, and
the walls
like
are made of baseball cards.
Thousands and thousands of dollars. Oh, wow.
They got a little coffee shop called Field of Beans. They've got, nice. You know what
these
I mean?
It's guys.
They've got it.
These guys.
But it's sitting next to like, you know, Babe Ruth's autographed ball, and then Jackie Robinson's like jersey, and like, you know what I mean? It's cool stuff. So anyway, we go into this room, we all sit down, and here comes the guy from MLB, and he walks in the room. Slides the door shut, sits down, and he's like, and he goes,
everyone listen.
I know. He goes, welcome to baseball. And it was like a movie.
That's so cool.
It was so cool. Dude. It was from a movie, but he did say it like, he goes, yes, that was from a movie. But I was like, you had me at that. You had me. I'm in.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm excited.
And we got to have MLB involved. I mean, we want them involved. So it's going to be great.
Did y'all play ball?
I did for 17 years.
Yeah. High school?
High school and college.
He was in high school for 17 years.
They called me Van Wilder. But no, I played and ripped my knee, so I lost everything after that. I was just, for some reason, I became a singer and dancer. And you could tell your dad that.
Deja vu. I told you. That's where I met him.
Dad, I can't play baseball, but I want to dance.
All right. So,
can imagine how that conversation went.
All right. You stay here. Don't let him leave. Are you talking about. Monty Python? Are you quoting Monty Python?
No.
I want to dance.
No.
Oh, that was I want to
see. Real life.
Yeah. It's real life. Although
that, that's
that
a real. Oh, you're dead.
I went because I went straight from there to Paramount's King's Dominion.
Wow.
Yep. As a singer dancer.
Wow.
Well, thank you for the McRibs.
Yeah,
that was nice. That was very nice. Nobody has ever brought us food like that before in the middle of the podcast.
It's chewy.
Very nice. I love you guys.
Anything else we need to push for you?
Oh, man, just we'll probably have an album coming out, which we'll be back before that, I'm sure, in February-ish. But, you know, but
disclosure.
The hometown home, you know, it's top 20 right now and keep climbing. It's flying up the chart. It's great right now. So
good.
And it's our first single on our new label, so that's exciting, too.
That's a whole nother thing.
That's awesome.
But next time we do our album release party and you hear the first song off the album, I just want to hear
you know, it'll be like the
what y'all think?
It'll
you
be
think?
Like the Wilhelm scream, and then like you know, it just pops up in random spots on somewhere on the album. You
all
hear
the time,
just in the background.
We need it in Found. Good. We need it in Found.
It's got to be in there.
The guy, how was he? Was he good?
All right, you're cut.
Do we get credits on that?
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
And the Egyptian pharaoh from Big D Above.
What was his name? Do we know the guy's name?
We can look it up. We can find it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, we have researchers.
I'm going to go ahead and hit the outro. This is, again, AI at its best. We love our AI singers.
Oh, this was the podcast. past, but now it's over.
This is version three.
But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Thank you, Chris and Preston.
Low Thank cash. You. Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Happy holidays.